Did you make it to a rest stop, Joel? You're good? Okay.
What I missed, I let my damn coffee cup in the truck.
Okay. All right.
I'll wait till the next go.
We'll have another break.
There's styrofoam cups.
Yeah, I'll just
go. There you go. Go grab you a cup of coffee and then we'll get going again.
Pretty good. How about you? You're a regular celebrity.
Yeah. I think that's all drugs are great now.
A flash.
Yeah, flash in the pan.
I don't know. I see future potential.
All right, Butch, come on up. Let's go to work.
Week or so ago, in New York, went up Skyline and looked at the chip seals. He wanted to do a different type of chip seal on some of these cracks. Crack seal, chip seal would be the same thing. On a little bit of, I think it was on the Calpet Road, so I told him, yeah, that would be fine to try something else out. But anyway, we looked at the Skyline job to see if it was bad, and we didn't see nothing wrong with it so far. So
Okay, good.
It's still holding up.
Good.
Would this, the way that we've had this winter, would this be a time that if it was going to fall apart, this would be the time?
Mark wanted to wait another week or so to make sure the frost was out and that sort of thing, but he can't see nothing wrong so far.
Excellent.
Surprise me.
That's good. That's why we
surprised everybody. Good.
Talking about Skyline, I have not yet got any confirmation about the potential meeting on Friday with the Forest Service.
Yeah.
I haven't heard back from Rob, and I know he's been out of town. His dad died.
Ooh.
And I don't know if he's back, so that's, I'm sure, why we haven't heard. But so we're getting close to Friday, so we'll see what we hear, I guess. But if I hear something confirming it, I'll get an email out to you guys. And I think I had Mac on that list. Mac and
yes, you mentioned it, but I was just kind of waiting to hear if I was going or not.
Well, I just haven't heard yet, so.
Okay. No worries. I've got the day off.
Okay, good. I don't, but I'll have to take it.
BLM called us and wanted us to help them with a washout they had. I turned them down. It was 1 week fix for them last year, putting in the culvert and stuff. So it's washing again. They said they could probably get to it within a week or so, and I said, okay.
Is that the road closure that we got notice on then? Or?
I don't know. I didn't get it, I guess. Anyway, it's up Boulder Lake Way on the It's one we did up Burnt Lake, and we kind of traded them for that extra easement on Emmaline.
Oh, okay.
Put in the cattle guard. They furnished it, we put it in.
Gotcha.
So,
okay.
Made a trade off on a gal called about putting in signs on Fremont with no littering. I said, I don't know. We don't have any, but if we put them in, I don't know.
Do we routinely post that type of thing on our other signs?
We haven't put in no littering. They're up and down the highways. But
is that those signs that say littering subject to fine type deal?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I don't see a problem with doing that.
I didn't either, but I told her.
Do we have any? A and B, what's the cost on them?
Well, we don't have any. Okay. I don't know the cost.
Can you find out a cost for us?
Sure.
Okay, that'd be good. Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, on that. On a county road, do we have authority to, like the state has authority, it's a dollar fine if you're caught littering? Do we have that authority?
It would probably be in the statutes. And
we'd have to have Matt research that for us.
Yeah, the sheriff enforces state statute, Mr. Chairman. I would imagine they would be able to.
So the sheriff enforces the state statute, but is there a do we have something in our dictating that, or does state statute cover our roads?
That's the question.
That's the question.
That's, yeah, let's ask Matt.
Let's ask that. Matt.
He'll be there later today.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, yeah, so whatever. Do we want to talk about the fence out at Piney, or?
Yeah.
Okay.
But tell them what
well,
we're at on it.
Billy says Karen Budd got a hold of him and wants a new fence on Fish Creek Road. I said, I tell you. Well, that's the only fence we got. And I talked to Joe about it. I sent him the information on it, on the resolutions and stuff on the resolutions, restrictions, and all that that's on that road. And I just got the map back on the our obligation on the fence. I don't know what it is yet because it was a legal description.
So is that a fence we are obligated to maintain?
Yeah, yeah, it's getting pretty well
part of the
down
agreement
there.
For an easement, and which gave me all the information, and I told him I would visit with Karen and see what other options might be.
Did you do that?
I haven't yet.
Oh, okay. Well, that might be the first step, is let him go ahead and visit and see what happens. But there is, at one time, and if you read all that stuff, one of them things they wanted to fence both sides of the road. So my suggestion was that they did, we get a wider easement and get rid of the restriction if we can.
Trade fencing both sides for and reduce
dropping
it to just
that,
a normal easement with no future requirements for maintaining the fence.
Okay.
It's what we'd like to do, but
it's the only one we got.
Her,
okay.
Unless we tear up a fence, run through it,
right,
whatever, then we do fix it.
Right, unless it's.
Where is this at? Which
Fish Creek.
Up by Tim Thompson.
Okay.
It borders him and Danny Bud.
Oh, you got a map of it?
Yeah.
That's now great. Got the supporting easements. And what basically it's written into the easements that through Bud's property when it was conveyed, that any fence that was on the south boundary of the right-of-way was to be maintained by the county through the life of the easement. And then there's a small section here you'll see through Cross Lazy 2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was to be constructed originally by the county on both sides of the roadway, and then the grantor would maintain it through the life of the easement.
So it'd be that little triangle?
Yep. And everything else was on Bud's property at the time.
Can you show us on here who owns what?
Yeah, it's on here.
Oh, you've got
so
it.
So these are sheet 4, 3, and 2. And the triangular piece is right here, actually.
Yeah.
Right? No, somewhere.
Is that what's... Okay,
there's your...
Highway or pavement ends right here. So
yeah,
that's where you go down the lane. Danny's is at the corner. There. On the 50 page.
Yeah.
So
this is the piece right here, and this is, you know, no surveying's been done, so I don't know for sure. But this is the stretch from this point to this point, where it was to be constructed both sides of the right of way, but no maintenance. We didn't talk about maintenance.
And this is all Cross Lazy too.
This side is Bud's, and this side is Cross Lazy.
And there's no fence here. The fence comes over this way and back up this way.
Yeah, and there's a dam right in there somewhere.
I believe that's how it goes.
If I remember right.
That's
reservoir.
Up here.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah, there might be. That might be.
I think the reservoir's up there.
And Cross Lazy 2 is Thompson?
Yeah.
So, something to think about. Joe gets hold of it.
Well, if we can make the deal where both sides of the road, and then it's not our responsibility anymore.
That'd be,
and
that'd
have
be,
to
be an awesome deal.
You bet.
If you could get them to go for it.
It's the only spot in the county we have responsibility
that I know
for, the
of, yeah.
for the fans.
Every once in a while you look something up and find another resolution or restriction you didn't know about.
Okay.
But that's the only one I know of so far.
So are both of these landowners involved in this, or is it
no,
just...
No, it's all Danny Budd's.
It's all Danny Budd's
restriction.
Okay.
I don't think Tim has any deal on that easement.
Not
on the fence.
On the fence. Yeah.
The fence goes on the south side of that road all the way.
Well, there's that triangle that it misses.
That it misses?
Around that.
Okay. Because on the right-hand side, if I remember right, there is no fence.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Except that first part
Except
of the lane.
Except that first part as you go in the lane.
Yes.
Yep. Where that old cabin is.
Yes.
And before you get to Middle Piney. Yeah.
So, whatever, but might be something to think about. Take a drive or whatever you want to do. So, the other thing, Linda Cardini is called, and I hit her up about the easement on the barge creek, and she thought we already had it, and I said, not that I know. Do you know about it, Mary? Did we get an easement on that? On the Elk Foundation up the barge creek? I didn't think so. Anyway, she's going to check it out, she said.
No,
we don't. Because we were supposed to get the easement when the BLM took over.
Yeah.
And she thought it was already done.
I don't believe so. No.
Okay. No. Maybe I'll go down the
I believe you're correct. It hasn't happened.
You and I
yet.
Have talked about
okay.
that.
Yeah.
Probably a matter of following up on it, I think.
If she thought that they were going to do it, then probably got lost in the translation of
who's doing what.
Yeah.
And then there was a realtor called me up yesterday and had me go up to Fremont on that private land. I mined back them rocks a few years ago and got permission from the landowner. He wanted to keep the rocks, so I put them on his side of the post, real where he went and surveyed that. Well, now when they did the road job, they pushed a lot of them rocks over the bank, and they put some fill in there, and it's washing down on their property. They want to stop. This realtor does. I go, well, it's not even our road yet, but it sounds like it's going to be. So we're going to have to do something there, and my guess is that hydro seeding might be the answer, but when they spray downhill, I think what they need to do is go downhill and spray back up so they can get that stuff to stick a little better. Might stop that erosion. So, and that could happen when they do rocks. Do it all one time, make sure you schedule it in, and see if we can fix it up. We're going to have to go up there and pull some rocks back up.
Is that something you bring up on Friday if we meet with the Forest Service?
She's going to call them, so they'll definitely know. She
okay.
was on the flight pretty good. So.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah. Somebody's going to know about it. And there
was the construction company coming back in to do any other type of mitigation? Was there any other spots that were suspect that they needed to address, or...
Well, it was in some
because
of that. The stuff that I found that I wanted done,
right.
they said they weren't paid to do, so they didn't do it. They cut back on dirt quantities and you know stuff like that, the rocks.
Well, it seemed to me that they came in and they did the hydro seeding and the reclaiming, but then they did some more work again, and it disturbed some of those places where the hydro seeding was. Is that, am I remembering this right, or am I...
Well, I don't remember it that way.
Okay. And it seemed to me like they were going to have to come in and fix some spots anyway.
Not that I'm aware
of. Not that you're aware of.
I mean, there was a lot of that stuff that was soft shoulders and stuff like that that needed, like, rolled.
Mm-hmm.
But we're pretty well out of here.
Okay.
And then the extra money is what we're trying to get.
Right.
And that was what I was trying to get to do whatever we needed to do.
Okay.
On that project.
Right. Well, this is one thing we can add to that list in that discussion of getting that money turned over to us.
We had talked last fall about a final walkthrough. with everybody, and I still think that if there's anything like that that becomes obvious, then that should be part of that walkthrough.
Okay.
And that could probably happen like next week if everybody's available.
Still snow up high, so okay, you want the snow pretty well gone. But
how far up's the snow, Mark?
We had pretty good snow banks up past where they put the culvert in, probably. But I would think, just have to take another look. It's been probably a week and a half since I was up there. So
okay. Well, if that can be part of the walkthrough, I would highly recommend that. So. Okay.
Yeah, this little washout thing, it's not really much, but it used to hurt.
Right. But that needs to be part of the walkthrough.
Yeah. Okay, well, they're hauling gravel and fixing some washouts. They've got several roads open now. Only got a few left to go. So, I guess that's it for me. Unless Mark's got something.
Mark?
We're working through to get the manual out for the chip seal at the end of the week. And we have a pre-construction meeting with Bennett tomorrow, Wednesday morning at 9. We're planning on starting some of the work through the industrial site subdivision. I can't do the BLM portion until after June 30th. One of the issues that comes up with that is if they want to start part of the borrow area was on the BLM for part of the shoulders in the private area. So we're working through those issues now.
Okay. Very good. Skyler?
I don't have anything today.
Nothing today. All right.
Nothing today.
We're glad to hear that. Thanks.
Sure.
All right, thank you. Oh, one thing that I need to bring up. We were going to put the search on for any type of agreement between us and the landowners on that frontage road where the school bus, and we found nothing.
There's nothing.
Okay, so that agreement more than likely was between the school district and the landowners there. We need to give notice to those landowners that agreement between them and us does not exist.
Okay.
So that they pursue that with the school district.
Okay.
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 Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Butch,
yeah.
We'll do a tour.
Yeah.
Mac, will you grab
the...
Mary, have you got some business for us?
I do.
Okay, why don't you come on up? We will perhaps start paying some bills while you're going through that.
Mr. Chairman, I don't have much for you today.
Very nice.
I have a bond for Susan Nesson, who is the Secretary Treasurer for the Fair Board.
Okay.
And then at your last meeting, if you'll recall, we had a planning and zoning application for the conditional use for the Wilderness Church. This is the resolution that you need to sign so we can record the decision of that application.
And that was voted on and everything.
Yep, everything's done. This is
resolution has been adopted.
Yep.
Okay, very good. This is just signatures.
Yep, just signatures.
I think you were absent during that discussion, Joel. So
you don't have to sign.
You don't need to worry about it.
Good deal. Yeah.
And then at the last meeting, I visited with you about the Ready for Workforce program that's being sponsored by the Chamber of Commerce and Sublette County BOCES, UW Extension, and CERC this summer. It's the opportunity for high school kids to get a work experience, and they would get 60 hours of actual on-the-ground experience in a business or government setting. Mm-hmm. And at the end of that, there is a matching $500 scholarship that's given to the kids. $250 of that $500 comes from BOCES,
right.
And the $250 would come from whoever provided the opportunity.
Right.
When I talked to you before, we had just gotten the information, and I had sent it out to all of our department heads and elected officials. We have three elected officials that would like to participate in that.
Terrific.
So it would be a $750 commitment on our part for that.
And where would we come up? Where would that money come from?
We're going to budget it in the new budget if we can afford to do that.
Because
those payments wouldn't come due until probably July or August.
So that's a $750 investment in our future citizens.
Yes.
I am all for it. Do we need to adopt this by motion, or did we?
No, we didn't know who was interested. Yeah, we didn't know how many we had that were interested when we discussed this before.
Right.
And I think that as we move through the budget process, the funding can be included in that. And I think that at that point, that's where your motion to approve.
Would be in budget?
Yeah, in budget.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm all for it, and I think we should move forward.
Okay. I think it's a good idea.
I agree.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, that's all I have.
Wow. That's amazing.
Isn't that?
Yes, it is.
Not
because
we're good.
Carrie, we're paying some bills right now, but as soon as we get these bills paid, we'll get you up and get you out of here. We want you to have our full attention, so
yes.
I'm not going to have you come up here while we're standing. Okay? All right.
I got some questions for Mary.
Go ahead.
Bills, Mr.
Yes,
Chairman.
Sir.
Jorgensen Associates Bank Stabilization.
Yeah.
$2,700. What was that about?
They do. Well, hang on a second.
Yeah.
Let me look.
That was up Horse Creek. Some bank stabilization that we.
Is that what that was?
Yeah.
That's the levy work that
we
Butch has been doing.
Yeah. We.
And he hired Jorgensen to do
that.
Oh, the
Green River.
Yes.
On that
yes.
Corps of Engineers. Thing.
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
That's what that is.
Okay. Robotronics for Sparky the dog costume.
That's a fire thing. Chad will be here after a little bit. You can ask him about Sparky the dog.
No, ask him about Sparky.
Sparky the dog.
And cake decorating?
That's 4-H.
4-H projects.
4-H projects.
Okay.
And that is a reimbursement on a grant? That does not cover that.
Okay. Nope. Yeah, 3 year then.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to additionally those. Is this the only one you've got so far?
Nope.
I got some more. Oh, there's one. Okay.
Also,
good.
I'm not going to be able to go to the CLG meeting in Kemmer.
I wasn't planning to either.
And it didn't sound like.
See, that's tomorrow too, isn't it?
No, it's Thursday.
Oh, that's right. Tomorrow's Wednesday.
Right.
Yeah, I've got a conference call. I've got to stay home for Thursday, but I'm not too worried about it.
Forest Collaborative tomorrow.
Yeah.
If we fall into place, I can be there for the meeting on. Friday.
Yeah. I'll try and send an email or
call the local ranger meeting today and see what's happening.
For those that are following the agenda, Ron Gordon is out of town today and is unable to meet with us.
As is Commissioner Noble.
As is Commissioner Noble. Did you have any other questions on vouchers, Joel?
That's all I had. That's it for me.
It's always a crapshoot, you know.
Right. Sometimes I have a list, and sometimes I have nothing.
Yeah. I look at the list too, and I'm going like, okay.
You probably can anticipate what questions we're going to have.
I knew I was going to get Sparky the dog, yeah.
You knew Sparky was coming, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm usually tuned up on Sparky the dog and the vet bill.
Dog food.
And if I ask about Sparky the dog this year, that doesn't mean I won't ask about him again next year because I'll forget.
It shouldn't be a repetitive bill.
No, it should be a one-time shot.
It should be a one-shot deal. One time goodbye. It's kind of the fire outfit's Smokey the Bear costume. Is what it is.
I guess so.
Yeah.
So some of that is by statute, but some of it is by engineering study. So they do an engineering assessment and then they determine what the speed is.
But the county, it's
on county roads.
On county roads, the county does it, but there's a process.
Yeah.
And just don't arbitrarily say it's 35 miles an hour.
Yeah, right.
So anytime, and Mac, just for your edification, anytime we change that speed limit from, on paved roads, 65, anytime we change it from that, unpaved roads, 55. Anytime we make any changes like that, it becomes a superintendent zone, which means
the fine is substantial.
So you may have a dirt road that's really only a 35 mile an hour road, and if we make it that, then that becomes a superintendent zone.
Okay. And so I'm going to have to check, because I think the question was on the Cottonwood Road. It goes from, goes up Cottonwood. I don't know what the speed limit is. They were questioning it yet. Yeah. Why it was only 35.
Why it was slow, yeah.
And I may mention that to Casey. He may know what it is.
So I wonder. So if you went from 35 to 55, though.
Right.
You went back to the statute, you would be doing the
exactly. If we went back to the statute, but is that a safe road on the statute?
Exactly.
That's the problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to take a timeout. 10:30, or are you going to keep going?
Let's just finish this real quick.
Okay.
And then we'll get.
Because we got another stack. Are you about 5 minutes left? Probably.
Yeah. I think we can do this.
Are we running late?
Not yet.
No, because we're on the show.
this is such a noisy thing. Once we start it, I hate to stop and start again.
Makes the auditor happy.
Yes, it does.
Yes.
And what makes him happy makes us happy.
That's right. And we're all in cahoots. Let Commissioner Noble know that the process was so much faster with him.
Oh, absolutely.
Hi, Ken.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Excellent, thank you.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good morning.
Beautiful day in Sublette County.
We wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know?
Yeah. Is it snowing yet?
Oh, right.
Is that what she's saying?
It might probably what she's saying. Yeah. Probably what she's alluding to.
We haven't got to mess with the team very much yet, because we've been cheering. So we'll have to come out and see the little new panel. Yes, and they're pretty impressive.
The bad boys sent
the first
through.
Two, especially.
No, no.
Little and young.
There's three
cute.
Yeah,
cute. Put their
together,
dog. Oh, when do we sign on
here? Yeah. I'm going
to bring
help me.
Help me.
Very good.
Okay.
Where do we sign?
Right there.
Oh. He signed this one.
Yeah, but he missed the other two, so you'll have to scold him when he gets back.
We'll make it hard. I'm going to make him sign under me. You can go ahead and sign these.
Grab his stamp.
Put them back to back. Yeah.
Just grab.
Well, might have taken it with him. Let's just take that home.
Yeah,
right. He'll never miss it.
No.
Come on, next meeting. He could do a lot of damage for a couple weeks. Okay.
Yeah, sign it. Oh, okay. I was back to that.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Carrie, thank you for your patience. Come on up.
Guys, I know you all, but I'm Carrie. I'm the director of the Pinedale Fine Arts Council.
Hi, Carrie.
And this is Sarah. She works for SAVE. We wanted to take a couple minutes of your time, and we appreciate your time, to update you on the Callie McKee Volunteer Appreciation Dinner. Because we scheduled it on a week when you guys had legislative something and you couldn't be there.
Yeah, right.
And I know some of you have gone in the past. So basically, if you don't know Callie McKee, she was from Pinedale and she worked for Ultra. And she was instrumental in knitting these relationships between the oil and gas companies donating to the communities here. That doesn't happen across the nation. It doesn't happen without a lot of work. And she was one of the first. She got BP and Shell kind of on board with Ultra. PFAC called them the gas ladies because they were a posse. But the Marathon, SAVE, PFAC, and the list goes on and on of what Callie did to knit this community together. And Callie passed away in her 40s, and it was tragic and sad. And so PFAC thought we'd launch an event in her honor. So it's the Callie McKee Volunteer Appreciation Dinner. And PFAC did it for the past 2 years, and then the idea is that different nonprofits would host it. So we pass it on to SAFE for the next 2 years, and Sarah will give you a
report. So PFAC did it for the first 2 years?
We did it for the first 2 years. Yeah, we hosted it.
I was at the first one, I think.
Yeah, and
Joel was there also.
Yep, Jim was at a couple.
Yeah,
Mac, I'm coming for you guys next.
Yes,
okay. We were in Cheyenne.
We'll schedule more carefully. But Sarah,
not a lot. Just this year went incredibly well. We had 21 participating organizations. Some of them were new and had never done it before, which was really awesome. 23 volunteers and one project was honored. Mm-hmm. And so we just had a really great time of people coming together. It just went amazingly well, and it was good. It's a great great event to just sort of bring people together and really show them how much volunteers do in our community. And on the back is a little infogram that kind of shows a little bit about how much volunteers donate. So this is just the 21 organizations that participated. And there's, I think, 107 nonprofits in Sublette County. And so of the 21 that participated, the volunteer hours are worth at least $1 million.
Yeah, it came to 45,000 hours.
Mm. Yeah.
And we did $12 an hour. I mean, $7 an hour doesn't really apply in Suffolk County. So we did, if it was $12 an hour, it'd be $522,000 donated.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if it's 20, because a lot of these people are expertise in their field.
Yeah.
And it's cross county. It's, you know, we got people from both ends of the county participating. So. Yeah.
The thing that I really like about this is honoring, there's a lot of folks in Suffolk County that go about doing good things quietly.
Isn't that true?
And
yeah.
They don't blow their horn and they don't toot their own whistle. And
yeah.
This is really nice to recognize
yeah.
some of those people. That
there's a lot of pleasantly embarrassed people. That
yeah,
just,
and they are.
But they're
and
honored.
They don't want to be there, and they don't want to be honored. But
yeah.
it's mm-hmm. it's it is a wonderful deal.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's very sweet. So yeah, that was it. Kay. I just wanted to give the Lord. Next year, it'll be in January again, and we'll be sure you guys.
Look forward to it. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank
very
you
much.
Very much.
Continue
sure.
to do it.
Appreciate that. Sheriff, would you mind if we took a brief break before we went into you? You need to have us comfortable before you talk to us, right? Okay. Thank you. 5 minute break.
Okay.
Thank you.